Shirley Smith has joined me, back from her holidays and looking absolutely great. And today she is going to talk about that, what I think is probably one of the most terrifying things in anybody's life. It's becoming a new parent.
Hi, Declan. Yeah. Today's topic is all about being a new parent. So life, as you know, when you have a new baby, changes in ways that you never imagined. And parents might have lots of questions or get lots of unsolicited advice as well from different family members and friends. So these tips, we hope, can help first-time parents feel confident about parenting for baby in no time.
Yeah, and I can identify with this because when we had our first child many years ago, and I won't say how many just in case she's listening, and when we had our first child, I was doing paediatrics in a hospital in England. My wife, Rosemary, was a midwife, so we couldn't have been better qualified to look after a child. And yet we arrived home with the baby in a hospital apartment and put the baby over into the corner, and the two of us just sat down and looked over at the corner and said, does that hospital know what they're doing letting that baby out here with us? And that's how inadequate you feel. And yet, as I say, we couldn't have been better qualified.
Yeah, it is. It is daunting, you know, and there is no one size fits all in tips and ideas either, because baby has their own little personality. You have your own personality as a parent and way that you approach things. It's a massive change. There's a lack of sleep. You know, there's a whole load of host of mix of things that make it a challenging experience. And like we get, if we want to drive a car, we have to pass, do lessons, pass a test. But we're given a new baby and it's here to, off you go out of the hospital and work away, figure it out.
Yeah, because none of us have, none of us have sort of first class honours degrees on parenting, you know?
No. And the thing is, with parenting, you need many skills. So it's not a one size fits all. So it's kind of like if you're in, have the joy of co-parenting with someone else, you can work to each other's strengths and help each other get breaks. If you're parenting alone, that's an even bigger challenge. But you'd need about 12 different degrees to be able to be confident in all of the different areas that can be, or all of the skills that can be, you have to draw on as a parent. So that's the challenge, really.
It is the challenge, yeah. And not to do like I did, which is I took up running when we had our first child.
That, yeah, if you, I suppose we'll be chatting in a while about ways that you do need to actually look at your self-care. One of my first biggest tips, I suppose, is to accept help. So as a new parent, you might feel when people offer you help that you should say no because you are want to show that you are confident in the role. And what I'd say to you is it's, you know, nobody has it all. So to be able to prioritise self-care in those early days, it's really important to accept help because taking care of yourself actually helps you to be a better parent. So you might be reluctant to allow others to support you, but caring for yourself really does help you to be the best parent you can be. Accept help from friends and relatives that you trust. To keep baby healthy, ask visitors not to visit if they feel any way unwell. And you might think that's obvious, but it's good to say it because it helps alleviate your worry that somebody might come with a cough, cold. To wash their hands before holding baby and not to kiss baby on the lips when they hold them. So they might be overcome with joy holding this new little bundle, but to ask them avoid kissing baby.
Absolutely. And that's just to do with the fact that they could have cold sores, they could have any sort of an infection, and the baby may have no resistance to this sort of stuff. So you do want to protect the baby as well.
Yeah. So saying these kind of things, anybody who is a parent will be familiar with them, but it's good to remind them. Because it might be many years since they had a baby and it just alleviates your stress about visitors coming. Don't feel bad either if you limit visitors to a select few in the early days. Visitors can also help with cleaning, cooking or other practical items that will support you to do less and get rest. And visitors feel good, you know, when they're asked, you know, if you want to make some meals that we can just take out of the freezer and reheat on the bad days, that would be great. Do you know, people like having a role, and you might get lots of people wanting to come and visit, and it might be just too much. So just you, it's okay to say not right now, but give us a couple of weeks and we'd love to see you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that sounds a great idea.
Yeah. The other topic that I wanted to cover today is bonding with baby. So building your bond with baby in those early days and even up to, you know, a year old. Babies love skin-to-skin contact. It settles their heart rate and makes them feel secure. When doing skin-to-skin, avoid wearing strong perfumes or the smell of cigarette smoke. Sit in a dimly lit room, if possible, in a warm room with baby just in their nappy and your chest bare. You can sit quietly or softly hum, talk in a low voice or read to them. So, yeah, it's just the whole thing of that skin-to-skin really does help them feel connected to you. And mom or dad can do skin-to-skin. It's really good if either parent does it. They also thrive on hearing your voice and seeing your facial expressions. So talk to baby often and look at them when you do. So they're really interested in the facial expressions that you have when you're talking. You can talk about absolutely anything. It doesn't have to be especially about them. You could be reciting your shopping list. Don't feel bad about that either. Avoid being on your phone when feeding baby. They love to see your face as often as possible. Face-to-face interactions with baby help baby's brain to grow and helps them feel connected to you. And you can also build your bond by chatting to baby face-to-face while bathing them or changing their nappy. So it doesn't have to be at very specific times. You can build it into activities with baby that you're already doing, like bath and changing nappy. Read and sing to baby. It's never too early to start reading stories to your child. The more words they hear, the better their speech and language will be when they start talking. Don't worry about your singing voice. Baby will adore you singing to them because it is your voice they hear. It will soothe them and help them feel connected to you.
So. This does not last up to the teenage years, though, because your teenagers certainly do not like hearing you sing.
No. But with baby, they definitely do. They're so curious about the world around them. And I suppose they've been listening to your voice when in the tummy. So hearing your voice is very soothing for them. And I'd say the same for like dad, like they hear your voice in the tummy when you're around the house and chatting away. So even for dads to talk to bump is really healthy. So if you're singing and chatting away with them or reading them a story, they're going to love that too. So then just top tips on keeping baby safe. And these are not, exhaustive. These are just kind of the top ones. Avoid kissing baby on the lips for reasons we've just mentioned. If baby is newborn, make sure to cradle and support their head and neck when holding them. Ensure baby is not too cold or warm. They can't regulate their own body temperature the way we can. Ensure they're securely fastened into their pram, buggy, car seat or feeding chair. And you can ask the place where you bought the car seat to help you fit it into your car to ensure that it's positioned correctly. So lots of places where you buy the car seat now offer that service for free, and it's well worth taking it up because you can see how they fit it. Avoid shaking baby, and babies under 12 months should not be left unsupervised. And lastly, always lie baby down on their back to avoid SIDS and close to the end of their crib or cot to avoid baby wriggling under the blanket. Avoid putting pillows, bumpers and soft toys in their crib or cot. So they're just the top tips for keeping baby safe.
But a lot of people put soft toys in though, don't they?
Yeah, but it's just best because obviously there's a risk of suffocation. So baby does move a lot when they're asleep. So putting their feet towards the end of the cot or crib just helps them, stops them travelling, and having keeping it free of soft toys is really helpful. And I suppose then the other big one that we get asked is about baby and when are they going to sleep all night. We are suffering from lack of sleep. How long does baby need? So I suppose a little bit of information is, did you know that babies need 16 hours sleep a day? And it's normal for babies to sleep between 2 and 4 hours at any time. They may or may not sleep through the night, and this is normal as well. And it may be exhausting for you, but it can take time for babies to establish their sleep pattern. So it's kind of, you know, they might say, oh, my baby's 10 months old. I've read books and it says that by 3 months they should be settling into a routine. My baby's still waking. And what I'd say is every baby is different. So it's kind of normal that helping baby get into a sleep routine and baby sleeping through the night can be a challenge. So that's why it's important that you have that you accept help when offered so that you can have a nap and catch up and look after your self-care, because it is exhausting trying to function during the day when you're going with lack of sleep for long durations, you know?
Yeah, and I used to always feel that people, one of the things I used to say to people when I was back working was that don't worry about the house. Let the house fall apart. It doesn't matter.
No.
You know, sort of some people think, oh, now the baby's going to sleep now. Now I've got to tidy the house. No, you don't now have to tidy the house. You go lie down yourself.
Yeah, yeah. It's more important, I suppose, that you get rest when baby's resting.
Absolutely.
No one's going to stand at your grave and say they kept a lovely home. so especially, as I said, any visitors that come that are parents themselves or, you know, now have had children will completely understand and would actually be surprised if there was like a house that was, you know, spotless. Like that, it's just not normal when you have a little baby.
Absolutely.
Getting yourself washed and dressed and into day clothes can sometimes be a massive achievement. So things that though can help baby get into a nighttime routine is start a bedtime routine at the same time each night as much as possible. Give baby a sponge bath or a bath, and changing baby into a comfortable sleep suit. That change can really help. Having the night feed or the feed that you want to be your last feed at night, like you may be feeding during the night as well, but to have the evening feed in a low, dimly lit room that's quiet, read to baby, and during the daytime have them sleep in a room that is that is not in total darkness, and keep noise level normal during daylight hours. So have it a noisy background, you know, don't ask people to stay quiet during the day if baby is sleeping, because you want to help baby's brain understand the difference between day and night.
Yeah, because sometimes people think they have to tip around the room during the day, and that's not necessarily. I remember, as I say, when we had our first child, the health visitor coming around and sort of saying, do everything, Hoover, do whatever you want to do if you want to do that sort of stuff. Don't be trying to sort of sneak around.
Yeah, and if there is a background noise, it's going to help baby's brain understand this is daytime and nighttime, it's quiet. When seeing to baby during the night, avoid bright lights because that'll wake baby up right up, and talking with baby. So avoid those two things. That way they will feel secure that you're responding to their nighttime wakening, but not being stimulated enough to so that they can go back to sleep more easily. So those, just kind of making those differences. As I say, it can take time to establish, but if you try these steps, you're helping baby get into a good nighttime routine from the get-go. And then the last thing I wanted to kind of let parents know is about professionals and agencies that can help. So if you've any questions, you can always talk to your public health nurse or GP if you've got any concerns. They're always there to help. The Community Health Project runs baby massage classes and has a weekly parent and toddler group. You can check out their Facebook page for more information on those. If you're struggling financially, the local social welfare office is worth visiting. They're on 59 Main Street, Yall, as there is exceptional needs payments available to anybody that might be financially struggling. And then obviously us in Yall Family Resource Initiative. So we're currently accepting names for PEEPS, which is a sensory parent and baby parenting programme. So anybody that's interested in it can drop me a text. And then on the 2nd of September, you and I, so that's Declan and I, will be running a workshop specifically for dads-to-be and new fathers. So that'll be on a Saturday morning, Saturday the 2nd of September. So obviously, as always, we have the parent drop-in clinic any Tuesday morning, no appointment necessary. And if anybody wants to get in contact with us, we now have a Facebook page called Y'all Family Resource Initiative. Or they can text or ring me on 086-047-1060, or they can email us on info.yallfri@bernardos.ie.
Yeah, so I looked through the Facebook page. It's very good.
Yeah, well, we just have at the moment just information about what we offer all the time and directions on how to get to our service. So I'll be putting up this conversation that we're having here for new parents, and also information about the dad workshop and the PEEPS parenting program.
Just tell us about the PEEPS a little bit more.
So it's sensory. So it's helping baby reach their milestones using sensory, and it's interactive play ideas that you can build into your everyday at home. And the idea is that the parent comes with baby and they do it together.
And will you have a few different babies and mothers there at that stage?
Yeah, or dads. You know, dads are also welcome. And there'll be a couple of us, a couple of facilitators. At the moment, what I'm doing is accepting names just to see how many parents are interested, so that that can help me plan room size and where we're going to have it and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, Shirley, look, thanks a million. Great as always.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm looking forward to the workshop with you with the dads on the 2nd.
Absolutely. No, so am I.